I'm going to start with the latest on local demonstrations against the ongoing war in Gaza, which continued yesterday as hundreds of protesters gathered at Peace and Justice Plaza for a march in support of Palestine. Demonstrators went from Franklin Street down to UNC's South Building. You can see photos from the march on our website, chapelborough.com. Of course, UNC police had a more forceful response to last week's encampment on campus, fallout continuing from that. First off, the Campus Y building will be back open as of 8 o'clock this morning after being shut down all last week. UNC leaders cited safety concerns for the shutdown, though leaders of the Campus Y social justice group said the move had been retaliatory. UNC officials also shared more details about their decision to shut down last week's encampment, saying demonstrators had been disrupting campus operations, including entering classrooms during testing periods and propping open doors to locked buildings. Officials also cited specific details about anti-Semitic incidents on campus, including an arson threat against a Jewish fraternity, though they did not say whether that threat was directly connected to the demonstrators. A lot of folks on campus remain unconvinced by UNC's justification for their action. More than 500 faculty and staff have co-signed a letter criticizing the police response for escalating the situation and jeopardizing rather than protecting student safety, and they're calling on UNC to reinstate any students who have been suspended. Turning now to crime news, Hillsborough police have charged a 75-year-old man with attempted murder after a shooting early Sunday morning. Happened around 1:30 a.m. Police say they saw a woman in distress running across Cardinal Drive. When they approached her, they realized she had a gunshot wound to the chest. She's now at Duke Hospital in stable condition. After investigating, police arrested 75-year-old Stephen Brooks, a resident of Charlotte. He's been arrested and charged with first-degree attempted murder and first-degree kidnapping. The investigation is still ongoing. Hillsborough police want to hear from you if you have any information. Meanwhile, the Orange County Sheriff's Office has arrested a 51-year-old Durham man for a string of vehicle break-ins at local nature parks and trails. Larry Earl Stewart faces multiple felony charges in connection with break-ins last month at the Hollow Rock Nature Park, the New Hope Creek Trail, and the Johnston Mill Nature Preserve. Authorities say thieves often target vehicles around nature parks and trails, so don't leave valuables in your vehicles when you go. Turning to business news, a new smoothie bar is getting set to open this summer at the corner of Franklin and Columbia Streets, right in the heart of downtown Chapel Hill. Pulp, Juice, and Smoothie Bar is based out of Ohio with 60 locations. This will be their first spot in Chapel Hill. Co-owner Alexandra Smith told us they chose the site after visiting UNC's campus last year.
It was really the atmosphere and the people and the community. My husband, Nathan, and I took our two-month baby there in August of 2023, so last year, and we felt such an immense energy and comfortability on campus, and it just so happened to be move-in day that day, and we felt really nostalgic about our own college experience, and we looked at each other, and we were like, this would be the perfect place for a pulp. It just felt like the right situation, and it just was like an instant connection. Just this area has so much potential and magic, and we just can't wait to give a healthy lifestyle option to campus and the community.
Alexandra Smith speaking there. In local government news, several elected boards meet today, starting in Durham, where county commissioners meet at 9 a.m. to get an update on the use of $62 million in federal COVID relief funds. Durham City Council also meets tonight at 7 to discuss next year's stormwater rates. And Chatham County commissioners have a 2 p.m. work session and a 6 p.m. regular meeting with an agenda that includes a presentation on next year's proposed budget. That budget talk will include a petition from the Chatham Association of Educators asking commissioners to raise supplemental teacher pay. Edward Walgate is the president of that organization.
We're falling a little bit behind. The counties around us there, Durham, Chapel Hill, Wake, and we lose teachers and staff every year to those counties that can pay a little bit extra there. The supplement is that little bit extra a county or a school system pays to on top of the state-based salary. And luckily, we have school board members and county commissioners that recognize that, and we're hopeful that this upcoming county budget there will put back a little bit more into educators' pockets there and stem that loss and also pull in some staff from counties around us. Monday, May 6th, that's an important meeting there where we're going to go and present our petition there, and other community members and staff are just going to remind our county commissioners how much this increased school budget request means to us and our students. And we don't like seeing full-time subs in classes, and some of our schools are having some serious staffing needs, but we think this school budget will help remedy that.
That's Edward Walgate there. Get links to all of this week's agendas on our website, chapelboro.com. Teacher pay is a big issue, not just in Chatham County, but statewide, especially this week, which is National Teacher Appreciation Week. Among other things, advocates are pushing to reinstate extra pay for teachers with master's degrees, as Sophia Baserta reports for the UNC Media Hub.
Diana Chapman is a senior at UNC Chapel Hill, and growing up, she always knew she wanted to be a teacher. After graduation, she plans to do a Master's of Arts in Teaching at UNC. Despite her current track and enthusiasm about teaching, Chapman says there was a time she steered away from it because of the pay in NC.
The general consensus across the U.S. is always just like teachers don't get paid well, and they like have to do a bunch of stuff that they don't sign up for.
Her discomfort about the low pay was originally a big reason why she's pursuing her master's. In North Carolina's Wake County, teachers are paid a base salary based on their years of experience. Those who hold a master's degree get a raise in their base pay. Up until 10 years ago, it used to be a statewide thing until the state took it away. And now, Wake County has brought it back by using local funds to pay teachers an extra 10%. This was in practice for several reasons. Elena Ashburn is a central area superintendent in the Wake County public school system. In her experience, master's level degrees had a positive quality impact on a teacher's abilities, their own learning, and their professional development.
It is ultimately what's best for kids because it helps ensure that we have the best teachers in front of them each and every day. It helps us to recruit the best and the brightest.
Recruitment and retention are huge benefits related to the additional pay. Ashburn says there are a lot of teachers who are committed to their work, even without the additional pay. But the pay is a well-deserved reward for the commitment. Tara Wojciechowski is a science teacher of 27 years in Wake County.
So fix that one.
And the bonds and the electronics.
Right.
But she doesn't have a master's degree. Instead, she has her national board certification, which gives her a 12% additional pay as opposed to master's 10%.
To me, it was a no-brainer. I didn't have to pay anything, and I passed the certification, and it was more than a master's degree anyway.
The out-of-pocket cost for a master's degree is a downside to this recruitment and teacher retention plan. Teachers not only have to pay for tuition, but also lose potential income while they're in school. And critics say it motivates teachers to get master's degrees, not become better teachers. In terms of education, a master's degree would place teachers at the same level as others who just completed their undergraduate degree in education. It also leads to competition across counties.
Our rural counties can't do that kind of supplemental pay that our urban counties are doing.
That's Susan Books, one of the co-founders of Save Our Schools NC, a parent-led group for the passage of good education policies.
And so we see great inequities in teacher pay across the state.
Rural counties are at a disadvantage when it comes to retaining teachers, which affects students' education.
When you're done drawing the Lewis structures.
Oh,
yep.
Turning its advocacy on the General Assembly to pay teachers a livable wage throughout their whole careers is one way Save Our Schools is addressing the problem. I'm Sofia Basurto reporting.
Focus there on Wake County. Chapel Hill Carborough teachers are grandfathered into the old state pay scale if they got their master's degrees before 2013. 6:20 is your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by New Hope Church. The UNC women's tennis team is through to the NCAA round of 16 after sweeping Navy and Wisconsin in rounds 1 and 2 over the weekend. The fourth-seeded Tar Heels are looking to defend last year's national championship. They'll host 13-seed Texas A&M on Friday at 6 for a spot in the quarterfinals. Not as good a weekend for Tar Heel men's tennis. They're out of the tournament after losing to Memphis 4-3 in round 1. Meanwhile, the NCAA tournament begins today for Carolina women's golf. Tar Heels are in Alabama for a 12-team regional at Auburn. UNC is the 5-seed this week, and the top 5 teams will advance to the NCAA championships next week in California. And the NCAA tournament bracket is out for UNC women's lacrosse. Carolina will head up to Charlottesville this weekend to face Florida in the first round on Friday. If they win, they'll meet either Long Island or 5-seed Virginia in the second round on Sunday. UNC has struggled a bit this season, but in the last 15 years, they've reached the Final Four 10 times and won 3 NCAA titles. Over to basketball, where the Tar Heel women got some roster news over the weekend. First, Deja Kelly confirmed earlier reports that she will not be returning to Carolina for a fifth year, but the Tar Heels did land an incoming transfer, junior guard Triana Crisp, who's coming over from Arizona State. She averaged 12 points a game last year, and she's got 2 years of eligibility remaining. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes are down 1-0 in their second-round playoff series after losing to the Rangers last night 4-3. Game 2 of the series is Tuesday in New York. And in baseball, the Durham Bulls beat Gwinnett 4-2 yesterday to salvage a 3-3 split in their six-game road series. The Bulls are back home this week hosting Nashville. That series begins tomorrow.